Hello, this is Ron Horshefsky, the Executive Director of Orthopedic Surgery Incorporated. It is my pleasure to welcome Phil Tate of Phil Tate One-on-One to the program today. Phil is a fully qualified coach with the Scottish Football Association and recently completed his NSCAA National Diploma. He has coached soccer in England, South Africa, and the United States, including stints in New York, Michigan, and throughout Massachusetts. Welcome to the program, Phil.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Well, today we're going to be talking about some of the programs that are available through Phil Tate One-on-One. Can you summarize your coaching philosophy for us?
Yeah, my basic philosophy is to enable players to learn and improve in a positive, fun, and challenging environment. The one-on-one sessions that I do are purely supplemental to an individual's team training and help to give them that competitive edge, both technically, tactically, physically, and psychologically in the game.
How does coaching an individual differ from coaching an entire team?
I try and put a lot more focus on the individual during the one-on-one sessions as opposed to when I do a team session of, say, 10, 15 players. It enables me to focus purely on working on their weaknesses and refine their strengths as well and enable them to improve as a player. You know, when you've got 10, 15 players, you're constantly making both individual and collective coaching points, and, you know, it's hard to give that individual that attention that they require.
What's your average session like?
Every session lasts for an hour. It has a running theme. For example, I could do a session purely on the first touch and run three or four or five drills that I plan out beforehand. They'll be manageable but challenging for a player that age. If they're a younger player, they'll be a little more basic, just getting the basic fundamentals. If they're a little bit older, they'll be challenging and really trying to push that player. But I've also got a plan B in mind. So if a player does excel, does struggle during the session, I can tailor it step by step so it matches their capability level.
And the average age is ages 8 to 18, pretty
eight
much?
8 to 18, yeah, boys and girls.
So you don't see really anybody less than 8, is that right?
Or no, I wouldn't recommend one-on-one sessions for less than 8. I feel they should be in a, you know, fun team environment, mm-hmm. that sort of age group. And, you know, I mean, it's the very basic things with 8, 9, 10 that I try and cover. I mean, before that, they should just be, you know, playing purely for fun and within a group.
Okay, so does somebody need to be an elite athlete to be participating in your programs?
No, as I said, they're available for all players 8 to 18 and, you know, all ability levels as well. You know, there's a wide range of age abilities I work with, and my overall goal is to help them reach the next level. You know, whether that's a younger player on the basic fundamentals or, say, an elite high school player, you know, doing advanced drills that would, you know, test even myself to learn it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I imagine they leave with a little bit of homework.
Little things here and there. If I see little kinks in their game that I feel they can improve on, if they take, you know, half hour out in their own time and look to work on maybe it's a juggling sequence or a skill that they've learned they haven't quite mastered, mm-hmm. I can definitely see the potential there, then that's maybe something I look for them to try and show me in the next session and show me that they have actually improved upon it.
Okay, so what kind of feedback have you had from some of your athletes and maybe parents that have participated in your programs?
Very positive so far. I mean, a lot did it before tryouts in the summer, but I've heard a lot back from those players. I mean, players that made high school varsity as freshmen, mm-hmm. which is, you know, very, very impressive. They worked hard over the course of summer and did the extra one-on-one sessions and, you know, put the hard work in. When it came to tryouts, they had that edge on the other players and, you know, managed to get there.
Right. Now, I know you've coached throughout the world. Is there a difference in the American athlete between 8 and 18 and the athlete you might see in Europe or South Africa?
I mean, certainly between US and America, I would say there's more focus put on physical ability in America. You know, players look to get bigger, faster, stronger, that sort of thing. Whereas in Europe, it's a lot more technical based, and I feel players spend a lot more time on the ball by themselves with small groups that aren't an organized session run by a team or a club or anything like that, but they take a lot more time out and just try and refine their touch. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something I try and implement here with the American player. I mean, it isn't an organized environment, but if they do take time out themselves as well, they'll certainly feel the benefit.
Very good. I know something that I've struggled with as somebody in an emerging environment where soccer is getting bigger and bigger is just understanding the game. I mean, mm-hmm. At a basic level, it's simple, but when you really see the nuances of the game, just understanding those is sometimes challenging. Yeah. Is that a challenge for the young athletes in the United States?
I think so, yeah. One thing I've noticed as well, a big difference between Europe and the US is kids don't tend to watch as much soccer on TV as they would in Europe. In Europe, it's you know, following a team and and following different leagues, and every single day the soccer's on and you're taking a massive interest and picking things up from it, mm-hmm. both technically and tactically. Whereas in the US, I think, you know, I feel there isn't really that urge to watch games and that sort of thing and pick things up. So, I mean, that's certainly, you know, the stronger players that I've coached are the ones that watch soccer regularly and pick things up that way.
Interesting. I know your website actually has a great list of games to watch.
Yeah, so every week I put a recommended viewing section where I update three games. I go through all the different soccer channels and see which ones I'd recommend mm-hmm. a youth player to watch or even a coach to watch as well. You know, I put those down there, so hopefully people are following that.
Well, that's an important message, is basically how important it is to watch a soccer game and mm-hmm. just to do that repeatedly.
Exactly.
I know I had the opportunity to watch the Boston Breakers practice last year, and that was a really a detailed learning experience for me to see how much they communicate with each other.
Yeah, massive part of the
game. On the field. Sometimes you miss that when you're watching on TV. You miss the fact that they're yelling at and screaming at each other.
The crowd noise gets in the way.
That's right. Right. Does your program incorporate strength, conditioning, agility?
It does. So I look to do a strength, conditioning, agility warm-up component every single session. Implements dynamic movements, stretching, hurdle drills. So it's, you know, ideal for soccer players of all ages. You know, as I said, with the technical session themselves, at the younger age groups, it'll be more simplified and just doing things slowly and getting the technique. At the old age groups, you know, I do look to try and test them in all those areas.
And what's the best way for somebody who's interested in participating in your programs for them to get in touch with you?
Best way, all the information is on the website, which is philtate101.com, or by email, which is philtate101@yahoo.com. Also available as well on Facebook and Twitter, which posts, you know, regular updates from soccer skills and mm-hmm. soccer news and that sort of thing, and different resources for players and coaches alike. So definitely a good resource all around.
So does it matter if they type in just the number one on one?
It's the number one, yeah.
One on one.
So the number one.
Okay. And so is there anything else about your program that we should know about?
Coming up, I've got indoor winter training at Cats in Wilmington, and that starts the first week in December.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, players are looking to continue their winter training. You know, I know a lot of players do indoor leagues, that sort of thing. But getting that, you know, individual one-on-one coaching over the course of the winter could be a huge plus moving into the spring season for players.
Okay, great. So you're a year-round business.
Exactly.
All right, Phil. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Ron.